If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
And welcome back, my friends across the land and across the world. This is the Christopher Manti Radio Program. Red alert. Wake up. Things are getting interesting in this nation of ours. Welcome to Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationmedia.com. Please visit early and often. Tell your friends and family and even your opponents. It'll be well worth your while. And check back often. We have programming every day of the week. And we are about to announce that we have programming more than once a day. More than one show every day. That's our goal. And we're getting there. And just very exciting things happening to the network. So thank you so much for being a part of that and for allowing me into your brain. For tonight, it is 2 minutes after 5 o'clock, live on the 4th of October, 2013. But you're probably listening to me recorded the next day or the day after or the week after or the month after. And that's okay, too. Our messages here are timeless. So it doesn't matter when. So thank you for participating whenever it happens to be. CNR Show is our Twitter handle. Please follow that. CNR Show. And myself, ChristopherManti.com, get you in touch with all that. Of course, we're on Facebook. My show is on Facebook at Manti Show. And the network has their own Facebook page at Conservative Nation Radio. Please like both those pages now, immediately, or else. Or else nothing. See, I'm not like our government. I don't take punitive action against those who don't do what I order. So tonight on the program, things are getting interesting indeed in our land. Our shutdown of the government, question mark. We have almost a million people that are not needed. Unnecessary, what is it? Unnecessary, unrequired, I don't know, whatever. Almost a million. And the government is still fine. That's called bureaucracy to the max. Oh, my gosh. By the way, anyone who, quote, works for the government is paid by me and you. There is no income that the federal government generates, or any government. They take it from their citizens. That's how they pay it out. To always remember that. So, I mean, honestly, I don't believe I could ever bring myself to be a government employee of any kind, simply because my income was not coming from any type of business, any type of service or product or any help really whatsoever. So anyway, there's that. So the government is shut down, yet it's not shut down. And who cares? I don't care. It clearly can function with this level of staffing. But unfortunately, we don't have any real leaders who are suggesting that it stay at this level. So I'm posing the question tonight, is this really a shutdown of the government or of our rights? And we have a few stories that will relate that, my belief, to you in a moment. We'll get to that a little later. But first, I wanted to let you in on my world a little bit. If you are in my neck of the woods, northern Delaware, last night we had a fantastic banquet, we called it. We called it Pastors and Patriots Banquet, but it was really a sort of a revival meeting, come to Jesus. And it was about 90% about God and 10% about, you know, civic responsibilities. And the Faith and Freedom Coalition of Delaware, of which I'm a senior member, one of the directors, we helped to stage it, and we fit 500 folks into a great ballroom here. And transported over a couple of guest speakers. You may have heard of them. Jonathan Kahn, author of The Harbinger and Prophet of God. He only has one book. I'm saying he is a prophet of God. And Mr. Alan West, Lieutenant Colonel, American hero, former congressman, should be current congressman. But the progressives hated his guts, so they spent millions to defeat him and barely won. But they did. So unfortunately, he's not representing us any longer. But they were both there, and I had a chance to hang out with them personally in a private setting, and they're both terrific people, human beings, number one. They are very kind, very down-to-earth, normal folks, and they love the Lord, and they want to serve. And there's nothing phony about them in not one iota, scintilla. Whatever you hear them say, they believe it, and they have no ulterior motive other than speaking the truth as they see it and relating God's word. That's it. Very genuine, kind men. And happy, by the way. They were happy to participate in whatever we asked them to do, you know, pictures and running around. And I actually got to drive Mr. Kahn to the train station at the end of the night. He just took a train from New Jersey. He's from northern New Jersey, so he figured a train would be good. Took it here in the afternoon, and at night took it back. And I was happy to have even the chance to do that and exchange some time, share some time with him. But you know, to be able to facilitate his visit in any way, I was very pleased to do that. So just so you know, if you were ever wondering about what these people are actually like in general, or specifically those two men, I can tell you with surety that they are genuine, kind, and one of us. Unfortunately, us is we are a minority, conservatives, number one, and Christians who are serious about their faith, we are in an extreme minority. one of the points of the show is to hopefully impress upon you that God is calling out to you. He wants you to come home. He wants to use you and do great things with you and through you. Because it's on like Donkey Kong, okay? It's getting real out there. Prophecy is being fulfilled and will continue to be. Sooner or later, the Lord will return as he promised. Not before many things happen, of course, but he will. And how will he find you? I'll be asking, what in the heck did you do with all that I gave you? Did you really hide it away in your under your mattress, so to speak, or bury it? Did you cover your light, your candle with a basket so no one else could see? What did you do with the time that I gave you? And this is to disciples of his, by the way. Okay? These are born again believers. These are Christians of every stripe. I don't mean denomination in this. I'm just saying any Christian, you've already taken the step to follow him. You've been baptized. You've committed your life, allegedly. Are you willing to give your life for him? Number one. My church this past Sunday was a very, very pleasant surprise to have a whole sermon about the persecuted church in other nations and how it's real close to being reality here. And that in other nations, normally you are baptized and they say, do you accept Jesus as your Savior? Yes, okay. Are you committed to following him and being his disciple? Okay. Some nations ask another question, some pastors and priests. They say, in addition to those things, they ask another question. They say, if it is necessary, will you die for Jesus Christ? Will you give your life? Because that's the way it's always been. It wasn't too good for Jesus. It wasn't too good for his first disciples. It wasn't too good for the martyrs in the book of Acts. In the New Testament period, the first 100 years or so of the church, there were martyrdoms all over the place. And we're talking about actual martyrdom, okay, not Islamic bull martyrdom, where you are the one who's taking your life on purpose. No. Or you're killing others and you happen to be killed in that pursuit. No. This is you doing nothing. You are innocent like our Lord was innocent. All you are guilty of is being a Christian, believing the gospel, preaching the gospel. That's it. Depending on where you are and who your neighbors are, you will be laughed at, scorned, and mocked. Well, welcome to America. It will be made illegal. Also, welcome to America, soon to come. And then some of them are imprisoned, beaten, tortured, raped, dismembered. Their families are also kidnapped. And then sometimes they're killed in the most horrific ways possible, simply for being a Christian. Are you, if you were faced with that, would you die willingly or would you deny your Lord? Was he ever your Lord to begin with if you wouldn't die for him? Anyway, this is a little by way of preparation. Okay, this is the future. This is not the present. In America yet. But no matter what comes down the pike, if you are right with the Lord and you seek his face and you repent and you change what you have to change and spread that gospel and use the talents that he gave you, the wondrous things that will happen can't even be imagined. So, as normal, I say be prepared. And when we come back from the break, I guess I will go into more of my meeting with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn and Colonel Ellen West. This is the Christopher Manti radio program. We'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Let me tell you about the Patriot Depot. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com. You are a conservative. You love America just like we do. And you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government here drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. Your pipeline to all those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. So, wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Conservative Nation Radio. America always wins.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Welcome back to the program. This is I, Christopher Manti. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. And kicking back, grab an adult beverage or a hot cocoa or something that I would approve of, and enjoy the banter and maybe get educated a little, enlightened, motivated, encouraged, entertained at least. We thank you for that, conservativenationmedia.com, every day of the week here for you. And again, please be sure to check out my company, TrinityMediaOnline.com. These are the Trinity Media Studios. After all, keep forgetting my email, Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. Easy. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you know a guest, or you would like to be a guest on the program, please shoot me an email any day, and I will reply. I promise. Okay. Like I was saying before the break, I was very honored last night to be part of this banquet that we threw here with Faith and Freedom Coalition. To honor God through the words of Jonathan Kahn, prophet, and Alan West, hero. In the mold of George Washington, we believe, Mr. West, and quite frankly, in the mold of Elijah, Mr. Kahn. And they gave stirring speeches and were so personable with everybody who came up to them. This was not a star-struck situation. There was no, barriers, red rope, any of that stuff, right? Just being real, the real folks. By the way, it wasn't just Delawareans who were there. We actually had these folks stand up. During the program, we had people from Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania as well. And it's becoming a four-state coalition because, frankly, their home states are inadequate right now and to address these problems of their states and the church within the state. And that's the main focus of what we were trying to do is prod the pastors and priests, the churches, to wake the heck up and realize that we're only in this community because they have failed. Now, that wasn't said. This is my editorial. Okay, folks, relax. But it's my opinion. Yes, they have failed. And the proof is in the pudding, as they say. And God is not happy. And he's going to be unhappy first at the pulpit. That's biblical. So, Mr. West talked a lot about George Washington himself and some quotes about him. And Brother Kahn, of course, he wrote Harbinger. As you know, I've been recommending this for, almost a year now. You have to read at least. Go online. He has the sermons up from his home church where it's all laid out in painstaking detail. Or just pick up the book, The Harbinger. Or my personal recommendation is to pick up Harbinger Companion, which is not the Harbinger book, but it explains the truth in the Harbinger. It goes through the actual Harbingers from the Bible and the scriptures to back them up. And then the actual events of 9/11 to bring it home. Okay. So the bottom line is Israel, we are part of that in America, is going through it again, just like the ancient northern kingdom with the Assyrians. They were attacked. They did not turn back to God. They defied God and built stronger and taller and higher. And then they fell. That is what's happening to America. And I will disagree with many of my conservative compatriots on this. I do not believe there is a way out. Once it's a fait accompli, right? Doesn't mean you should stop doing anything, stop fighting or any of that stuff. God forbid. God's people don't give up. But you have to reprioritize. Okay? If the country's going down, it's going to go down. Don't go down with it. Don't go down with the ship. God doesn't want to be mad at you. Doesn't matter if the whole show is falling down all around you and fire is everywhere, you will be unharmed. Like Daniel and his three companions in the fire with the lions. No matter. No matter. You will be safe. If he's not angry at you, you will be fine. Or you could have the ultimate praise, the ultimate trophy, if you will, crown, which is being a martyr for the Lord. Nobody's more prized than those who were killed, the innocent, for his name and the word of his testimony. So carry that forth, carry it with you. And like I mentioned, I actually had a lot of alone time with Jonathan Kahn, which is quite unexpected, to be honest with you. Leading up to it, I didn't know how much time I'd have to spend, maybe a couple minutes here and there. Then we decided that I would shadow him basically the whole event, just kind of be his body double. I don't know. be wherever he went, be with him and tell him where to, be and stand, all that stuff. But then it was even more than that because we set up an interview we'll put this out at a later date on DVD. But he has an interview in a very private, intimate setting, and I was around for that. And of course, we went to the event, and I was with him the whole time. And then I got to drive him back to the train station here. So all that was totally awesome. And God is using him in a big way. There is no doubt. There's no doubt about it. And now he talks a lot about his, you know, the Harbinger revelation, because that's what God has given him to do. He can do a lot more than that. Trust me. We went into it a little bit. But I did actually tell him about my project that I was spurred to create called Wings of the Eagle. And he was very excited by that, honestly. Said it was very good that I'm doing it. So if you would, take a look. And it's not nearly complete, of course, but the idea is wingsoftheeagle.com or .net, actually. I have both of them. Wingsoftheeagle.com. And it's all about finding who your friends are. Who are those who are preparing to go through the Great Tribulation? Who knows that it's coming? And more than that, how many just patriots who are preparing to, or at some point will be, outlaws against our government, against any tyranny, government oppression, and of course any type of warfare that may happen openly with the Muslims or God knows what. Any type of civil unrest, that's going to be the place to gather, to find out who is where. And I'm building that list right now. I have about 70 or 80 folks that I'm going to put up here. We have different sections, of course. We have the home page. It's organization, okay? That's what it's about. Any type of civil unrest, tyranny, war, spiritual and physical persecution for the sake of Christ. That's what it's about. I have a section called the Prophetic Clock, which are the events that are to come, all biblical. There's no extrapolation or anything like that. It's all scriptures after scripture after scripture. Organize is where you can send in your information, your name, address, comments. I have a file to send. You can attach that, no problem. Place to study the Word of God. There's a link to the Blue Letter Bible website, which is just an awesome resource. And then I have some Bible studies of my own on it. Fellowship is a forum that I have set up where people can make, just get together and hang out and make comments and all. And so that's up and running. And then I have also a secure communication, password protected side of it that I think would be quite useful unless and until the internet is cut off, which may be. It may be. And obviously we can't do much about that, although I do have an idea about what to do about it. Not yet. So in lieu of another idea, you have to get your offline contact list up to date. You know what I mean? Know who your friends are in your town, in your state, county, and so forth. Who are you going to talk to and go with? Maybe you have to make a run for it. Maybe you don't have food. Maybe you need protection. I don't know. I mean, you name it. It's a network. It's about networking all of God's people together who are either know it's coming or eventually will figure out that it's here, the Great Tribulation. And I hope it's utilized. It will be. It will be utilized. It will succeed. So please check it out. And maybe Jonathan will have some more to say about it shortly. And so I just wanted to make you aware, you know, that I believe what I say and say what I think and walk the walk and talk the talk. And Jonathan and Alan West are two of those brothers, not phonies. World full of phonies. These guys are for real. And and I hope we can honor God the way they do in their everyday walk. So that is the end of that. And half of my program has evaporated on that. So when we come back after the break, we will talk about this quote-unquote shutdown. Is it of the government? Or maybe shutdown is of our rights itself. And I will give you two vivid, excruciating examples of what in the heck is going on. It could get real here pretty quick. All right, Christopher Manti Show, back in just a moment. Conservative Nation Radio.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or infringing the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Christopher Manti Show. Remember, it's not about Republican versus Democrat. It's about the church versus Satan. You have to rebel. Yeah, welcome back. Program is here for 27 more minutes. 33 after the hour now. ConservativeNationMedia.com. Christopher at ConservativeNationMedia.com. Anytime you feel like talking, give me a shout. Drop me a line there. If you're listening live, of course, we have a chat room up and functioning. Feel free to drop in, say hi, give your opinions. Be happy to take a look at those. And I appreciate you being with me. So of course, everyone knows government shutdown. Whoop-dee-dang-do. There's two things you want to pick up on. Number one, what the progressive left is saying is quite intentional. Their rhetoric has soared to the extreme about how anyone who dare oppose them are hostage takers, arsonists, terrorists. You bring out the T word, that's worse than racist, because racist you can ignore or marginalize or make fun of and legislate against to a degree, but a terrorist you kill, right? Kill or be killed. The government, rightfully so, will kill terrorists who threaten the nation. Well, it's a problem when the terrorists are me and you sitting behind your computer in your church, going to work, paying your taxes. That's a problem. Crazy, you say. All right. Let's take a look. This is called, there's a man called Wesley Pruden who wrote editorial in the Washington Times yesterday. And it's kind of humorous, but right on point. And here's a great summary of the past few days, I think, and what it's really all about. Pruden says, the cheap tricks of the game. The games politicians play. Barack Obama is having a lot of fun using the government shutdown to squeeze the public in imaginative ways. The point of the shutdown game is to see who can squeeze hardest, make the most pious speech, and listen for the applause. It's a variation on the grade school ritual of you show me yours and I'll show you mine. President Obama is not a bad poker player, but the man with all the chips always starts with the advantage, and he gets all the aces. He has closed Washington down as tight as he dares, emphasizing the trivial and the petty in making life as inconvenient as he can for the greatest number. It's all for a noble cause, of course. Access to most of the memorials is limited and often in curious ways. The Lincoln Memorial is easy to reach, with the streets around it remaining open, but the Martin Luther King Memorial is made difficult to reach, relegating it, you might say, to the back of the bus. Not very nice. The Park Service appears to be closing streets on a mere whim and a caprice. The Rangers even closed the parking lot at Mount Vernon, where the plantation home of George Washington is a favorite tourist destination. That was after they barred the new World War II memorial on the mall to the veterans of World War II. But the government does not own Mount Vernon. Oops. It is privately owned by the Mount Vernon Ladies Association. The ladies bought it years ago to preserve it as a national memorial. The feds closed access to the parking lots this week, even though the lots are jointly owned with the Mount Vernon ladies. The Rangers are from the government, and they're only here to help. Right. It's a cheap way, quote, it's a cheap way to deal with the situation, an angry Park Service ranger in Washington says at the harassment. We've been told, this is a quote, now listen, people. We have been told to make life as difficult for people as we can. It is disgusting. That's a quote from a Park Service ranger. All right, back to the story. The Republicans, fighting with smaller bore weaponry, keep trying to get some things reopened with carefully targeted legislation. The Senate, under the thumbs of Senator Harry Reid, and the White House, refuses to budge from the trivial and the petty. It says here that Harry Reid's critics, and they are legion, should give the guy a break. Right? No man in Washington is under the pressure that he is. And he doesn't quite cricket to do that to an old man, even one who deserves it. Harry is at the breaking point, weary from exhausting his thesaurus for synonyms for arsonist and terrorist and pillager. Everyone could see the cracks in his exchange with Dana Bash, a reporter for CNN who asked why, if he is so concerned about children with cancer who are unable to enter clinics and trials for new drugs, because Mr. Obama shut down the National Institutes of Health, why stifle Republican attempts to grant a little relief? Reid said, or she asked, if you can help one child who has cancer, why wouldn't you do it? Why would we want to do that, Mr. Reid snapped back. We have 1,100 people at Nellis Air Force Base that are sitting home. They have a few problems of their own. This is to have someone of your intelligence to to suggest such a thing maybe means you're irresponsible and reckless. Think about that for a second. Commentary from me, Manti. Think about that. To even question the dear leaders. Dana Bash is about as far from a conservative as you can get. She's a liberal, CNN, mainstream, down-the-line, progressive person. Typical reporter. No big deal. It is what it is. But even she is irresponsible and reckless for even suggesting that he's full of crap. Of course he is. Okay, here's the end of the piece. Over the next 2 days, Mr. Reed tried to take back, change, adjust, and recalibrate his remarks. It's all John Boehner's fault. Senator cares not just about the National Institutes of Health, but the Centers for Disease Control, too. The senator likes babies. In fact, he's quite a stud. And he thinks Dana Bash is, quote, a fine reporter. Here's a quote from Mr. Reed. Listen, I gave a speech on the Senate floor talking about babies. 30 babies. You can't make this up, folks. I have 16 of my own grandchildren and 5 children. Whatever that means. All right, so back to the commentary. So suffer the little children, and they will inherit the kingdom of heaven. They just can't come unto the Senate while Harry stands in the door. What? If what happens in Las Vegas is supposed to stay in Las Vegas, how did Harry get out? Frustration turned violent Thursday when a woman rammed her car into a barricade at the White House and then led 20 police cruisers up Pennsylvania Avenue to take a run at the Capitol. Shots were fired. Not by her, mind you. It was not quite clear what she was mad about, but there's no shortage of prospects. No targets of her rage were hurt, though the cops killed her. It was an unhappy third day of Obamacare. That's nails it, doesn't it? This is a game to them to press their advantage, to terrorize us. To flex muscles that they don't actually have. I mean, of all the crazy things, you at some point, I would just say, that can't be right. I mean, right? Even though the most crazy things, I believe everything now. Nothing could shock me. When I saw that they closed down a public memorial that they don't ever have anything to do with. It's a public place. It's a public memorial. And the people who it's dedicated to can't go there. That's tyranny. And that's a tipping point. And that echoes what Jonathan Cahn was saying last night. We are at that tipping point where the culture will condone the worst. And the government will take advantage of that. They have no right to shut down that memorial or any memorial. They're closing places where they have no presence. Never. Mount Vernon. Private places. Now they're asserting that they can close. They're asking for a fight, and they're going to get one. How do I know? Well, there's some truckers that are going to make things very interesting indeed. I'll tell you about that real quick here. Truckers Ride for the Constitution, it's called. It's they even have a Facebook page set up. Here's a tweet from one of the members. 2 million strong biker group has Honor Ride, heading there to assist World War II vets at Memorial. This is today, 4 hours ago. They are staging at HD of Washington, D.C. Oh, boy. So the bikers and then the truckers are coming in, what, next week? To shut down the city? This is going to be interesting. Very interesting. We'll see how much power we the people really have. And this is not some Occupy junk, okay? You losers. You fake patriots. They don't even claim to be patriots, right? Phoniness. No, these are people who actually care and are willing to confront abuses. Because almost none of us are. Let's be honest. You don't care enough. You don't care enough to actually do anything, right? You just want to read your stories and get angry at your TV or maybe tell a few friends on your email list. Mm-hmm. Well, some people are going to start doing something. Be right back.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
Let's talk about LifeLock, shall we please? One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. It helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24/7, 365, every day of the year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock now and get 10% off of their great service, just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did. Yeah, last segment, my friends. Christopher Manti radio program. ConservativeNationMedia.com. See in our show on Twitter. Give us a follow if you please. Remember, Jesus' life was a storm of controversy, Yeshua. It was not all peace and happiness, was it? He was the most controversial figure ever to live. You are to be the same. The apostles, like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. Paul said he debated every day in the marketplace. to avoid controversy is to avoid Christ himself. Oh, we can have peace, but it's not true peace. It's a servile, or you're a slave, and carnal peace. It's a lie of the flesh, where the truth is slain in the streets. Remember that. All right, one last item here. At the program. And from our Catholic brothers and sisters, and everyone is getting it now, talking about this quote-unquote shutdown. Here we go. CatholicVote.org has a, looks like an exclusive story by Steve Skojek. Check it out. Our government is out of control. Headline. First, it was the World War II veterans who had to break down barriers to see the open-air, unattended memorial erected in their honor. A memorial which is on public land, but is supported, including the National Park Service fee, with private funds. This week, there was more security surrounding this memorial just to keep the elderly veterans away than there was at our embassy in Benghazi the night it was attacked. And for what? To inflict as much pain as possible through this government shutdown. It's called Washington Monument Syndrome, and it's pure political theater. But now, there's a story just coming to light that takes things even further. According to the Archdiocese for Military Services, GS and contract priests who are paid by the federal government as independent contractors in places where there aren't enough active duty priests to meet the needs of Catholics in military service are being forbidden from, ready for this, celebrating Mass, even on a volunteer basis. That's right. If they violate this restriction, they face possible arrest for celebrating Mass. Here is the statement from John Schlettgetter, General Counsel for the Archdiocese. This is a chronic shortage. There is a chronic shortage of active duty Catholic chaplains. While roughly 25% of the military is Catholic, Catholic priests make up only about 8%. Of the chaplain corps, which means approximately 275,000 men and women in uniform and their families are served by only 234 active duty priests. The temporary solution to this shortage is to provide GS and contract priests. These men are employed by the government to ensure that a priest is available when an active duty Catholic chaplain is not present. With the government shutdowns, GS and contract priests who minister to Catholics on military bases worldwide are not permitted to work. Not even to volunteer. During the shutdown, it is illegal for them to minister on base, and they risk being arrested if they attempt to do so. As an example, if a Catholic family has a baptism scheduled at the base chapel at Langley Air Force Base this weekend, unless they can locate a priest who is not a GS or contract priest, they could consider it canceled. They should consider it canceled. Likewise, a Marine who attends Sunday Mass at Quantico Chapel will have to go elsewhere this weekend. If you are a Catholic stationed in Japan or Korea and are served by a contract or GS priest, unless you speak Korean or Japanese and you can find a church nearby, you have no choice but to go without Mass that weekend. Until the federal government resumes normal operations or an exemption is granted to contract or GS priests, Catholic services are indefinitely suspended at those worldwide installations served by contract and GS priests. At a time when the military is considering alternative sources for funding for sporting events at the service academies, and yet no one seems to be looking for funding to ensure the free exercise rights of Catholics in uniform. Why not? This shutdown impacts Catholics in the military worldwide. In the D.C. metro area, it specifically impacts bases like Quantico. On the Facebook page for the Archdiocese, Catholic military members commenting on the story are not happy. Comments include, "This is outrageous, especially threatening them with arrest to voluntarily do their job. Unbelievable. I was worried about this because our priest is contracted as well. It is bad enough to be furloughed, but to not have a Mass to attend is a real downer." Just one example A couple is getting married tomorrow at a large Air Force base that is staffed by a contract priest. The priest did all of their marriage prep. He has gotten to know the couple very well over the past few months, but with the shutdown, he cannot perform their wedding. Instead of the priest that the couple has come to know and love, an active duty priest has to be sent in to perform the wedding of two people who are strangers to him and he to them. Is anyone up there going to start a protest? A rosary? A nice Catholic riot, maybe? Amen to that. Please, someone, anyone, any real Catholics out there? The quotes of normal readers. This is so outrageous. It's a violation of the First Amendment. It is a prohibition of free exercise of religion to order priests under penalty of arrest that they cannot volunteer their time to offer Mass to the faithful on base. This cannot be allowed to stand. As of this writing, I have not yet received a response to my inquiry to the Archdiocese of Military Services as to what specific action steps we can take to get the problem addressed. Until we have a path to resolution, please share this story as widely as possible. May people aware that the Catholic Service of the country are being forcibly denied access to their sacraments. And here's the update. Just 5 hours ago, I received a response from the Military Archdiocese. They write with a correction and additional information from the original release. There will be Mass at Quantico because of the terms of service of the contract for the priest. Nonetheless, three Masses have been canceled at local fort, blah, blah, blah. Please contact your local member of Congress. And another update, 3 hours ago, I just got word that while the Navy Yard is staffed with an active duty priest who will not be impacted during the shutdown, the GS priest at the nearby Joint Base Anacostia Bowling is furloughed. Since Anacostia Bowling has the larger chapel, the active duty priest of the Navy Yard will be celebrating Sunday Mass at the other one instead of the Navy Yard. The Catholic community at the Navy Yard has been invited to attend Sunday Mass at the Anacostia Building. Point is, they are growing very bold indeed. Their pride is swelling. The enemy. Satan is loving this. I don't care if you're Catholic or not. This is bogus. They're picking and choosing what not to fund and will all of a sudden, because there's no money, you don't have a First Amendment right. I mean, that's the bottom line in all this. You don't have the right to see your own memorial. Mm-hmm. This is tyrannical. Remember the end of the world was going to happen when the sequester kicked in? Remember that? That was freaky. Yeah, it didn't happen. Among many other lies that they told. But they really don't need to tell the truth because nobody's calling them out on it. Nobody that matters. The culture at large certainly is not doing it. So it's up to us, I guess. Better yet, let's prepare for the end of the Republic. Shall we? Because it's coming. And in my opinion, it cannot be avoided. It's all part of the plan. Get right with God. And, you know, get in God's word. Because that's the only hope you have. The only hope that there is Yeshua. That's hope in Hebrew. God's Savior. The only way to be saved from anything to come is Jesus. Grow close to him.
60 seconds.
Be bold and do exploits. See you next week. Now,